Now there's a butter crisis in Norway. A surge in demand and shortage of suppliers led to ludicrous sums being offered and reports of butter smuggling. The situation's made worse by the tradition of households baking seven different cookies and cakes for Christmas, as Norwegian journalist Lars Bevanger can tell us. Seven different cookies and cakes for Christmas?
Yes, I'm afraid that is the tradition, and I'm even trying to keep up with it here where I'm living at the moment in Manchester. Not quite sure where the number seven comes from. Some people say it might be something to do with religion, that the earth was created in 7 days, seven sacraments, all that kind of thing. But that's basically what is expected, yes.
And it can't just be the baking that is causing the butter shortage. What's happening? What's causing it?
Well, the producer says there was a milk shortage this year due to bad quality feed. It was a bad summer. And also, there's this new fab low-carb diet going over the country where people are ditching potato and pasta for butter and cream. And then, of course, it is the season that people demand usually goes up a lot around Christmas time.
Oh, dear. And has there been a surge in recipes involving butter? Is there anyone, the equivalent of Delia Smith here, urging people to go out and use butter?
No, but people usually do anyway. For Christmas, all these seven types of cake and other things as well around Christmas does necessarily need butter, but people are now actually looking for alternatives, and there are even recipes online, several newspapers teaching people how to make their own butter so that they can have Christmas after all.
So what's going to happen then? What is the government doing? Can you start shipping large amounts of butter into the country?
Well, that is a problem. There are huge import tariffs on food produce to Norway to protect Norwegian farmers. Now, they have actually dropped the tariffs just for the month of December to see if they can alleviate this immediate crisis. And they're just hoping that come January, the demand will fall again and the shops will still and will again have butter on their shelves.
I know you're looking forward to your mum's Christmas cake. Do you think you'll get one this year?
Well, she luckily made some before the crisis really struck. And I spoke to her today. She was going to make some more cakes for other people in the family. And she said there was a problem. She could find no butter.
Well, good luck with finding it. Lars Bevanger, thanks very much indeed.